If you grew up in the American South, you've probably heard of a civil rights organization that's been around since the 1950s, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. And its founders were a who's who of civil rights leaders, many of them men of the cloth, like the Reverend Joseph Lowry, the Reverend Ralph David Abernathy, and of course, its first president, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. 60 people were present when the SCLC held its first convention in Montgomery, Alabama in 1957. And all of those people were black, save one. His name was Will D. Campbell, a Baptist preacher from Mississippi. Will Campbell did not oppose the civil rights movement. He fought for it, doggedly and consistently. He became one of Dr. King's closest confidants. A month after that first SCLC convention, when 9 African-American students attempted to integrate Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, Campbell was there to escort them. He endured hostilities and death threats for supporting the movement. He parted ways with the Southern Baptist Convention because it took no substantive action to support the movement. He was known to remark that he was not a Southern Baptist, just a Baptist who happened to be Southern. And he was so unlike most white clergy of the era that folks referred to him as the bootleg preacher. Now, Campbell has been on my mind since Salvation South, the magazine I edit, got an essay about him by one of our regular contributors, a modern-day Baptist minister named Justin Cox. And Justin was born and raised in Western North Carolina and now pastors a congregation in Connecticut. And it was Will Campbell who inspired him to follow the path that he's on today. Now, I don't tell you about Will Campbell today because I hope you will do any particular thing as a result. I'm probably doing it just because I've got a soft spot for Southerners who don't fit the stereotypes, and because I find inspiration in Campbell's life. Maybe you will too. He departed this earth a decade ago, but left hundreds of thousands of words behind, nearly 20 books, including a memoir called Brother to a Dragonfly. It contains a passage that just beautifully embodies our time-tested Southern tradition of comforting others with food. Let me read it to you. I brought you some fresh eggs for your breakfast. And here's a cake and some potato salad. It means I love you, and I am sorry for what you are going through, and I will share as much of your burden as I can. And maybe potato salad is a better way of saying it. Maybe Will Campbell never acted like somebody of his era and culture was expected to, but he surely embodied some of the South's better qualities. You can read Reverend Cox's essay about Reverend Campbell at SalvationSouth.com.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.